This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, there's a substitute teacher this morning. Vince Fennelli is off this morning. He asked me to sit in for him. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours, John Stadtmiller. And I guess what we're going to do here this morning, Stephen Huer is generally accepted guest for Tuesday morning. But we're going to skip that and talk to Mike Parsons in the second hour about his investigations on private jails and prisons. And I hope we get an opportunity to talk about the privatized prisons in this country and how effective they really are. And it's one of those things, out of sight, out of mind, how often you sit around considering prisons and who's sitting in them. In the administrative state, we've piled the prisons stack high. It's a big business in this world today. Any way that you make money under the guise of safety. Gee, where have I heard that before? In this hour, I'd like to talk about current situation. You know, we've been sitting around watching the degradation of our culture, our society. We have bred a permanent underclass in this country and now using it to foment unrest. Now, it's a little tricky sometimes for people to sit back, you know, thinking they're good patriots and, you know, I believe in the unity of this country and, well, we just need a few changes and everything will be okay. Well, let's turn this to the political face for a minute. Why are so many people upset about Donald Trump? Look who, I gauge those people, or I'll gauge where I'm at by the quality of the enemies that come against me. Let me put it to you that way. And in the case of Donald Trump, well, you've seen Speaker of the House Ryan. You've seen many incumbents, senators, congressmen alike, just screaming to the top of their lungs, "No Trump. Dump Trump." Well, this is the same thing that other groups in this country, some call them Democrats, some call them progressives, call them what you will, put a name tag, whatever makes you feel comfortable. What has happened in this country, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing short of amazing. You know, I can remember the Cold War with Russia. I can remember by the history books, I wasn't alive after World War II, but I saw what was set up for the defense of Europe, which unto itself was a joke. Even General Patton, toward the end of that war and before his life was mysteriously cut short through a non-combat incident. Well, they said it was, but many people claim that George Patton was one dangerous son of a gun when he was rambling around Europe because he really couldn't be controlled. Yeah, he could take some orders, but, well, he'd always get transmissions lost in, garbled transmissions. He was just one hard-nosed guy, point me at the enemy and I'll go get him. Well, it was interesting what George Patton had to say. He says, "We're over here fighting the wrong people." And I think you can pretty much surmise after World War II, sitting back, letting the Russians, the communists, carve up Europe. And really, what you saw was the start of World War, or worldwide, I should say, communism. Well, if you look at present day, Vladimir Putin as their president versus the United States and Barack Obama on this side, isn't it odd that Russia is more free and appears that Vladimir Putin has more moral turpitude, if you will, or ethics than anybody else in this country? It's very easy to figure out. We've just flipped governments. Russia is the new United States, and the United States is the new Soviet Union. You know, years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I had the opportunity to surprise me. I was in Dallas at a trade show, and I was standing outside, and I was listening to two women talk. And they were speaking English, but it was the brogue was very heavy. And after a few minutes of listening to this, I determined that they were Russian. And I always wanted to ask a Russian that was in this country to witness the Soviet Union versus the United States today, what their thoughts were. Well, I engaged in conversation with the one woman that looked like she was more conversant. And her and I got to talking. I said, I couldn't help but hear you guys. I said, is that a Russian? Are you guys from Russia? They both said yes. And I said, well, what do you think of living in the United States versus Russia? And the other woman spoke and said, it's freer in Russia today than you are in the United States. And the one woman I engaged first in conversation, she asked me, she said, do you know who you're talking to? And I said, no, I don't. And the woman introduced herself, none other than Marina Oswald. That's right, the wife of Lee Harvey. What question would you ask Marina Oswald if you had the opportunity? Yeah, that's right. It kind of just popped into your head, didn't it? Did your husband really kill John F. Kennedy? She shook her head no. She said, no, he did not. Was he a patsy? A nod of the head followed that. And she said he was set up. I said, why are you still here? Why are you still walking and talking? She said, I was given a choice. I would go along with a narrative that they cooked up for me, put me in front of the cameras. I spoke very little English and understood less, she said. And she said, when I went in front of the cameras after the JFK assassination, I was given a script to memorize, and I was told, do not make any trouble. Go along with this. At the very least, you'll be deported. At the very worst, well, the impression they left with her is she would be, I guess you could use the term politically eliminated. Now, that comes from Russian. If you take a look, ladies and gentlemen, of how we're operating in this country today, do yourself a favor after this broadcast today. Just go on Wikipedia or Google or Bing or Ask or whatever your search engine is, and just type in 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And I would like you to sit and look at that, just that 10 planks. And tell me if you're not looking at America today. This is no accident, ladies and gentlemen. And over the years, I've been called everything from, a wingnut, a tinfoil hat-wearing individual. Well, there was one guy that listened to me pretty much from my start in broadcasting many years ago. It's been over 23, 24, going on a quarter century. Vince Fanelli used to listen to me on shortwave on WWCR. They had their little powerhouse 100,000-watt transmitters, and you never knew where the signal was going to go. Sometimes it would reach your geographic area, come in clear as a bell, and the next day, fuzz. But if it's fuzzing here, somebody in Bangladesh was getting you 5x5. The experience was unique because you got to speak to the world, and the English-speaking people around the world would respond to us. And there was Vince listening on his shortwave setup to the guy you're listening to now. And folks, I'll tell you something. I've matured over the years, obviously. Your hopes in life is to be a little bit smarter, a little bit quicker than you were the day before. Well, as I said, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and thank you, Vince Finelli, for dubbing me the godfather of alternative media. I was hoping for something a little bit kinder, maybe grandfather. But no, I got tagged with the godfather. But that's okay. I'll accept it. The reason why we had to do alternative media, ladies and gentlemen, is because I realized that every doggone time you turned on the television and watched Howard K. Smith or Harry Reasoner or didn't matter. We had three networks at the time, and I did a little experiment even as a kid, just turning the channels on that 6:30 broadcast with only three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Three networks. And at my young, tender age, I made a very important discovery that they were talking about almost the exact same story at the exact same time. Managed news? Well, you betcha. It was pre-produced, pre-digested pablum that they were shoving at us and calling it the news. And it wasn't so heavily biased as it is now. People look at the last remaining, I guess you could call it, conservative news channel, Fox News. If that's conservative in America, God help us all. Very little fact-finding, white paper type of journal, investigative journalism, digging deep and not quitting when somebody tells you, oh, there's nothing to see here, move on, a la Hillary Clinton. Times are changing in this world, folks. They're changing right before your very eyes in this country, a la the Donald. By the way, Newt Gingrich supposedly is in the running for vice presidential pick for Donald Trump. I think the wounded Hillary Clinton, or as I like to call her on my show, the piano-legged lesbian. It looks like she is running out of places to hide. Tell you what, let's take this break. Come back on the other side. Hour two, we'll be talking with Mike Parsons. I'm your fill-in host today, John Stadtmiller, filling in for Vince Finelli. We'll be back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If
you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sitting in for Vince Finelli this morning on this 12th day of July 2016. I'll be your host for the remainder of his show today. I'm John Stadtmiller, been Vince's friend for many, many years, and he knows me probably better than anybody. That's kind of scary, isn't it? I think we've got a caller here. Mike, welcome to the program. How you doing? Oh, no. I'm sorry. My apologies, Genesis. I misunderstood. All right. What I was speaking about before we took the break here is how things have topsy-turvied politically in this country. You saw the advent of the Donald, Mr. Trump, outrageous billionaire real estate mogul, not part of the Klan. He used the system. He had admitted this. For years, I've been listening to the, I guess you could call it back masking. There's a guy that's on the radio. Forgive me, I forget his name right now. But at any rate, for years and years and years, taking recordings of people's voice, the content of their speech, what they're saying. What are they really saying subconsciously? And it's pretty amazing what you would hear. And most of the politicians are saying one thing, but subconsciously they're thinking and they're saying something else. It's spooky. And I have never yet heard a politician that was recorded and played backwards not say something played backwards that you didn't hear played frontwards, except for one guy, Donald Trump. And this is kind of the mind's way of divulging the truth. Donald Trump poses threats to a lot of different people in this country. The military-industrial complex. He made the brash statement that he wasn't in favor of going into Iraq. What do you think he's going to do on the basis of foreign policy? Start a war with Russia? We got 30,000 troops over there crowding their little border through NATO exercises. The news media never picks up other countries in Europe saying, wait a minute here. What are you doing, NATO? United States, what are you doing? Hollande come out the other day and said, look, Russia's no threat. They're not aggressive. They have no plans on Europe. But we've flipped things around. They've said that war is an extension of politics. Well, they're turning that around and using NATO politically to engage in war. And why was the North Atlantic Treaty Organization set up? Oh, those big bad Ruski communists. You know, we had to make sure that we defended Europe against the Russians. Well, folks, we wouldn't have had to have done that if we would have gave Patton a few shells and a few gallons of gasoline for his tanks rolling into Russia and taking care of the communist problem. But no. That's not what we did. We allowed the communists to carve up Europe. So we had to have a defense organization, didn't we? Look at these big bad Ruskies. Well, I think the Iron Curtain came down. I think the Soviet Empire collapsed upon itself. Ronald Reagan started an arms race with Russia. Now, being a communist country, there wasn't a lot of cash flowing. You know, it wasn't a free market system. It wasn't necessarily a rich country. It had its attributes and it had its commodities. It had its own riches. But they were pretty much isolated from the rest of the world. So instead of taking care of communism when it first popped up its little ugly head in Europe, we aided and abetted it. We went after the wrong people. So as I said at the outset of this program today, if you take a look at the 10 Communist Manifesto, 10 planks, the Communist Manifesto, that is America today. All right, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break here. Please pay attention to the sponsors, folks, and support the sponsors, because it's the people making this show possible. Bye.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, not exactly correct. This is John Stepner doing the show down here in Central Texas, just north of Austin, which I used to lovingly refer to as Little Moscow on the Colorado. Yes, it's a full-on Agenda 21 city, folks. And, well, they have a little backing support. It's called University of Texas. Funny how the communists kind of crept into academia throughout the years and have been instructing, or should I say, disinforming their students. George Soros, that has been caught funding Black Lives Matter and different umbrella groups. You've seen statements recently from McKesson, part of the New Black Panthers. Supposedly, allegedly, I'll say, their group in contact with Loretta Lynch. Ironically, I'm sitting here watching Loretta Lynch right now testifying at the Senate hearings about Hillary Clinton's emails and the fine job that Mr. Comey did investigating Hillary Clinton over the emails for over a year. Folks, the email, that's a smokescreen. It took them probably more than a year to try to tamp down individuals or information that might be damaging to the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary. There's a little thing called the Clinton Foundation that Chelsea is also named in that little organization. And what this has been used for a number of years, is the buying and selling of America, if you will. That is the smoking gun behind Hillary Clinton. It's not the emails, although that is bad enough. For a woman that served as First Lady for 8 years in this country, that served as a seated senator from New York, and a woman that was a Secretary of State, you would think that she would know something about security. We're told every day, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of weeks ago, the FBI came out and said that, well, we have radical jihadists operating in all 50 states, and that we should be very, very afraid. You know, nobody cares to roll back the clock and start asking the important questions. And for quite some time, there was a head of steam built up in this country that people found out there was no damn good reason why we invaded Iraq, why we toppled, destabilized, and toppled government after government in the Middle East. Nobody asked the important question, well, if the United States is suffering from attacks, real or imagined, here in this country, what is the underlying reason for this phenomenon happening? When was the last time, folks, that you heard of a body count of those countries, the indigenous people to those countries? Some put it as little, and I can't believe I'm using the term, as little as 2 million people dead from our war adventurism in the Middle East. Some people have it as high as 16 million dead. Now, you have to ask yourself the question, who are these people? What threat did they pose to the United States? And what is the ongoing threat? Well, the ongoing threat is, well, they've figured out they can't go toe-to-toe with us militarily. They can't beat the intelligence game. So we'll just do random terror attacks to strike back at what they consider to be the beast. You know, it's interesting how it's portrayed in the media only through our eyes. Fox is probably one of the greatest contributors to the neocon incest web, if you will. And to watch this go on year after year, millions dead, trillions of dollars spent, and the Middle East is in worse trouble now than it was before we rolled into town to democratize them. If you ask people in Iraq, would you prefer what happened during our invasion, our shock and awe, and post-shock and awe? majority of the people in Iraq will tell you that Saddam Hussein wasn't that bad. Look at us today. Russia embarrassed the United States because they truly did go after ISIS. They had formal ties with Iran. Vladimir Putin told them, said, look, if you're serious about getting rid of ISIS, and Vladimir Putin understood where ISIS came from. That was the work of the intelligence agencies, MI5, the Mossad, CIA, NSA, give it a name. Where we're actually funding, training the opposition to topple the legitimate president of Syria, Assad. There's been a lot of saber rattling going on, a lot of threats towards Russia. Vladimir Putin understands what's going on. He does not want World War III. He does not want to go to war with the United States. But it just seems that the United States wants to go to war with Russia. We have European states that are stating right now that Russia is no threat to us. What is NATO doing? NATO has not been the protectorate. They are the instigator. They are the very thing that is threatening peace in Europe right now. Paul Craig Roberts was talking to a lot of British soldiers, and almost 90% of them, and this is pre-Brexit, I remind you, talking to the soldiers over there, they said they were sick and tired of fighting America's wars. When George Bush tied at the hip with England as one of our partners, Tony Blair was the player in England to go to war in the Middle East to support our endeavors. Well, what is it we exactly tried to accomplish in the Middle East? And by any imagination, folks, what is the yardstick that we're measuring anything anymore? As I said, between two, sorry for the faulty numbers, but a minimum of 2 million people, with as many as 16 million dead so far in the Middle East. None of these countries, ladies and gentlemen, that we invaded, that we bombed, that we still are bombing, that we've flipped their governments, funded the opposition. None of this has come out to any good whatsoever. Do I think somebody like Donald Trump will get in there and cook up a foreign policy that we're not warring? Instead of warring, we are talking? Do you actually believe that he's not going to sit down with Vladimir Putin and work out the problems that have been started by the United States? Do you think he's going to build his wall? Do you think he'll make good on the promises that he made about talking to American corporations that lit out of this country at Mach 3 with their hair on fire to go seek cheaper labor to increase their bottom line with absolutely no thought of going out of country manufacturing goods and sending them back into this country with no penalty at all? Eliminating the jobs that the people, the very people used to make the products here in this country. And for a while, I warned people that, you know, this is going to look pretty cool. You'll see cheaper prices, and hey, isn't that good? Because you're a consumer, you're trying to make your falling dollar stretch a little bit further. Well, of course, you're going to have a tendency to buy those foreign goods because they're cheaper. Those very goods that we used to manufacture in this country. And that we're now buying from communist countries like China. Do I think Donald Trump is going to have a little talk with these corporations? I think that he is going to. On issues of education. He said the education in this country, forget the Department of Education at the federal end. What do these people know? They're a bunch of bureaucrats. With purse strings and control. He said that the education of our children should be left to the states. And I'll tell you what, folks, right now, You're going to see a lot of school systems, if that happens, if that evolution happens, you're going to see some schools in state, in various states, not really change that much. But you're going to see other states that reinstitute new learning. They're going to dump Common Core. They're going to dump all these government-controlled programs that have done nothing but make our kids dumber, or at least academically on the short side of the stick, if you will. You know, when Donald Trump, he's still looking for his vice president. If Newt Gingrich gets in there, Mr. Slicko, it's going to be for one of three reasons. Donald Trump doesn't really know who Newt Gingrich is, or he does know and the fix is in, or if he doesn't know and he picks him, well, that's a failing on his part of perception. Newt Gingrich is one of these greasy guys that slide from one side to the aisle of other or the other, getting the job done, such as NAFTA and trade agreements that have been absolutely horrendous for this country. And I've said that who should be chosen here as vice president is Ron Paul. Think about this, folks. If you're a businessman, what is the one thing that you need to make the whole machine go? It's money. Not only for the manufacturer of the goods, but the goods themselves, selling them into the market. You've got to have people to have bucks in your pocket to make the thing go. I've been around with everything. Everything.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com. today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Vince has got the day off. I'm sure he'll be returning tomorrow. I'm your substitute instructor today, if you will, John Stadtmiller. Folks, what happened in Europe a couple of weeks ago, or more importantly, to Europe? Nigel Farage has been working in the EU Parliament for a number of years, scathingly going after the European Union on behalf of Britain. I've said this about the New World Orderites out there, the globalists, the grand planners. Their Achilles heel has been and will continue to be their arrogance. You saw how that turned out. The powers that be, the manipulators, the string pullers, are absolutely sure that there was going to be a vote for England to stay in the EU. Well, they never adopted the European currency. They hung on to the British pound because they weren't quite sure. Well, it took a number of years for them being a member of the EU to make sure. They saw the control, the bureaucratic, thousand-mile-away control of their economy, destroying business after industry, and they had had enough. Other countries, there's 34 of them. I thought Nigel Farage, he dropped out of the party that he was the head of over there, and I thought he was grabbing his hat and hitting the highway. Well, he was grabbing his hat, and he was hitting the highway to go talk to the 34 other nations that expressed a wish to decouple from the European Union. Why is that significant? There was the basis of their New World Order, their working model to bring in the North American Union, to have their global governance. You know, this is all about business, folks. Transnational corporations being funded by the funny money people. Don't worry. Don't look over here. There's nothing to see. Nigel Farage saw it. Cameron saw it coming. He couldn't get out. He couldn't quit as prime minister fast enough. And probably tomorrow, Wednesday, they're going to have a new prime minister, Theresa May. And she's a conservative. And she's already made the statement, we are going to hasten the exit from the European Union. We're going to split from them. This is huge, folks. This is major. They were about 10 years behind times. We were already supposed to have the North American Union sewed up, the agreements between Mexico, United States, and Canada, and Central and South America, and parts in between, whoever they could throw into the mix, to be part of that puzzle that was going to come together to form their world government. And I was shocked, more than shocked, to hear that Friday morning after the Thursday vote to get out of the EU, that on Fox News they were actually using the term, is the global government on the leading edge of failure? And one of them even called it the New World Order. I was shocked. 25 years ago, I was called a wingnut for using that language. We could read their words and relay them to the public. Their very own damning words of what they were building and what they were doing. And we were the ones that were called the fools and the sages and the reactionary and the paranoid and the extremist. Well, if that is extreme, I'm glad to be an extremist. To go to any length to secure not this democracy, ladies and gentlemen, but this republic. Under the rule of law, under our own constitution, that you may or may not have noticed that Washington, D.C. takes no regard of. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to take a break here. Get back on the other side. Hopefully we'll make the hookup with Mike Parsons. Talking about America's private jails, prisons, among other things. I'm your host, John Stadler, substituting for Vince Finelli. I'm sure Vince will be back tomorrow. Take top of the hour break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural and a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.